Hello, my name is Scott Higa, the Christian nerd, and this is your daily Nerd Devo. For the past 10 weeks, I have been thoroughly enjoying Star Trek Lower Decks. Lower Decks is an animated comedy that focuses on four junior officers aboard the USS Cerritos. On every other Star Trek series, Voyager, Deep Space Nine, Next Generation, Original Series, Enterprise, we see what happens with the captain and all the other senior officers. In Lower Decks, though, we see junior officers cleaning holodecks, running routine maintenance, and wondering when they'll next be invited to the bridge. I've really enjoyed Lower Decks, especially as a longtime Trekkie. Did you say Trekker or Trekkie? I've always gone with Trekkie. I think it sounds better. Each episode is filled with Easter eggs and inside jokes, just little nods to the long history of Star Trek. I love all the new Star Trek and how Alex Kurtzman is guiding Star Trek on CBS All Access. Because really, like Star Trek is a big enough universe to create space for a goofy little random animated comedy. And I also really like the premise of Lower Decks because a starship is more than just its senior staff. We only see Captain Picard as the captain of the Enterprise. We never get to see all the hard work that led him to captain the Federation's flagship. I mean, we saw him get stabbed by some Noskins, but, you know, like, we never saw him as a junior grade officer trying to be better. I mean, for all of Star Trek senior officers, like, we just see the fruit of their years of hard work, but, like, not the hard work that got them to where they're at. And as followers of Jesus, I think it's easy for us to look at people we consider to be heroes in our faith. Perhaps there's a pastor, or an author, or a worship leader that you absolutely love, and you would love nothing more than to have their platform and their ability to influence others. I love Beth Moore. I think she's hilarious. She's passionate about God's word and sharing with others. It's easy to dream about having the influence that Beth Moore has. But I don't know the road Beth Moore walked to get where she is. I assure you it didn't happen overnight. And I guarantee we have no idea how many decisions she's made every single day to just be faithful to God. We can get distracted by this huge calling or a large amount of influence. But God never calls us to that. God doesn't come to us and call us to reach millions for his kingdom. God simply calls us to be faithful day in and day out. I love the parable of the talents and what it says about faithfulness and opportunity. Since we're talking about Star Trek, we'll talk about the story in this way. So a master leaves for a long journey, and he gives 5 bars of gold-pressed latinum to one servant, 3 bars of gold-pressed latinum to another servant, and 1 bar of gold-pressed latinum to another. The servant who got 5 invests it and makes 5 more. The servant who got 3 invests those 3 and gets 3 more, and the servant who got 1 did nothing. The master returns and tells the servants who were faithful with what they'd been given that they would be given more. So if we want to have more influence, if we want to impact more people, which those are not bad desires. It's not bad to want to influence more people for God's kingdom. That's not a bad desire. But if we want to do that, then we need to be faithful what God has already given us. We can't get lost thinking about what we will do in the future for God's kingdom and lose sight of what God wants us to do right here and right now. And when we do that, there's no telling how God will use us if we are faithful. But being faithful to God, that's a reward in and of itself. Not every single character on Lower Decks will get to captain the Enterprise. But even if they spend their lives as faithful officers, their lives, their ships, their colleagues will be better for it. And the same is true for our lives. The lives of the ones we love, the lives of those we serve, those lives, those people, they will be better if we continue just to be faithful to God, regardless of where that faithful path leads us. That is all the time we have for today. If you want to hit more, please hit the subscribe button on your podcast app of choice. You can join the Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad, and you can, as Tony says, live your dreams and share some memes. That's a great place to hang out. But once again, my name is Scott Higa. I am the Christian nerd for your daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, love God, love others, and be a better nerd.